So again, whereas Truma and Tetzana speak about the actual creation of the Mishkan, creation of the utensils, and Tetzav speak about the creation and of the Kohanic clothing, Vayakel and Pekudei speak about the execution. Right? Pretty much, if you look at Truma and Tetzava, Vayakel and Pekudei, they're almost like mirror images of each other. So let me ask you this. What's the obvious question?
Just eat it all, do it at once, or just don't double it.
Right. In other words, don't double it. Just give me Truma and Tetzava. Tell me ultimately again what the plan is, and then I could rightfully assume that whatever the plan is, ultimately is what has actually been executed. In other words, there's no reason to assume that which Moshe Rabbeinu commanded Klal Yisrael was not completely carried through on. Right? That's what I have to assume. So why do parshios of Vayakel and Pekudei have to come and speak about execution? What would you say? Generally, we assume if Moshe Rabbeinu commanded Klal Yisrael to do something, they did it. Why they need, again, two whole new parshios to tell us everything that Moshe commanded them to do, they did. What do you think? Any thoughts? No?
To emphasize the execution of it?
Oh, but that's exactly it. It's kind of a lot of times in life, we say we're going to do things, and we don't do it. Right? We have goals. I'm going to do this. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to become this kind of person. And a lot of times, you have the most beautiful goals, the most beautiful dreams, the most beautiful aspirations. And they're great. I have them all formed in my mind. There's only one issue. Is I don't execute. People have all, and you're young, so you might not fully appreciate this, but as we get older, we make all kinds of plans in life. And the plans look so good. And the plans look so beautiful. And the plans look so holy. And they're perfect. And they're so well thought out. I know what I have to do here. I know what I have to do there. And there's a 2-month plan, a 6-month plan, a 5-year plan, and a 3-day plan. There's all kinds of plans. Plans are beautiful. The problem often comes with the execution. Truma and Tetzava are the plans. Vayakel Pekudei is the execution. And the Torah Kedoshah is teaching us that at the end of the day in life, it is not enough just to talk about what you want to do. You have to do it. Not enough to plan, but you also have to make sure to find a way to execute. So how do you do that? How do you become the kind of... What happens, Chavra? Why is it that sometimes we make plans and we don't execute? What do you think? Why does that happen?
Sometimes you don't have the time.
So, but I think that's probably number one answer. I don't have the time now. Is it that I don't have the time?
Time.
Right. So it's that I quote unquote don't have the time to do it. There's always time for anything you want to do, right? But Lamais, again, I don't have time. Good. Why else don't people execute?
Because
at the end of the day, I don't really want to do it. Right? So maybe it's I don't have the time. Maybe it's I don't want to have to do it. Maybe those are really kind of like the same answer. However, you know, you make time for anything you really want to do. And if you don't have time for something, it means you don't really want to do it. Right? No one ever says, you know what? I haven't eaten anything for the last 4 days. I just didn't have time. I was so busy, just didn't have time. No, why? Because eating is important. I like to eat, I enjoy eating, I like having a nice meal. So I make time for things that I want to make time for. So maybe we could even combine these two answers. A lot of times I don't have time, but the reason I don't have time is because I don't really want it badly enough. But I think that this dynamic that life kind of has its own rhythm and life has its own pace. And even though there are so many things I want to do, I forget. So how do you prevent that from occurring? So I want to share with you something amazing. There is a, and that's the beauty of these parshios. The Torah speaks about the fact, learned about the Mishkan, right? So you know what was the roof of the Mishkan? What was the roof? Anyone know? I'm sorry?
Goat's hair.
Excellent. So it was a series, excellent. Goat's hair and hides that made the roof of the Mishkan. How was that roof secured? Right? In other words, it's over the Mishkan. How do you secure it?
Rope,
excellent. So remember again, essentially what you had was you had rope that tied it down to what they called a yased. Anyone know what's a yased? I'm sorry? Excellent. A peg. You have to have a peg that holds. And this little peg, what does that little peg do? That one little peg holds everything in place. One peg. It's not a whole contraption that holds the Mishkan down, that holds the roof in place. One peg. Bless you. One peg holds everything in place. And Lubavitch Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says in life, this is a good metaphor. Everybody needs to find their, bless you, everyone needs to find their peg. What's the thing that holds you down? What's the thing that anchors you? You know, there's so much going on in our lives. What is the one thing that keeps you connected to Hashem? What is the one thing that keeps you connected? I'm not saying it anymore. So what's the one thing that keeps you connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Torah? What's your peg? And your peg could be a couple of different things. For some people, davening is their peg. For some people, you know, Ion is their peg. Bikias is their peg. Mishnayis is their peg. All right, now it's enough already. Right? I could bless you. So now what happens? So now, for other people, Chesed is their peg. I'm going to be the kind of guy that does something nice for another person at least once a day. But everyone has to have their peg. That peg is what holds your roof on. That peg is what holds your structure together. That peg, ultimately, again, is what keeps the entire thing of my life intact. And by extension, when you have that peg, that keeps you from becoming the kind of person who just always plans and never executes. So two profound lessons from the seemingly ordinary psukim, Parashas Vayakel. Number one, in life, don't just plan. Make sure you find a way to execute. And number two, find your peg. Identify that thing that anchors you. Identify that thing that holds you in place. Identify that one thing, just one thing, that keeps you connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Torah, to Klal Yisrael, throughout your day. It can be something big, it can be something small. But it's that one peg at the end of the day that keeps everything together. All right, Chavra, I wish you a wonderful last day of the week. Have an incredible time on the Shabbaton. And Emir Hashem, a restful weekend as well. Shkayach, everyone.
He was in Chicago last night. He flew yesterday afternoon.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Beautiful.
And he's been like in and out the entire
time. Right.
Going back and forth. Crazy.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, sure. Good to see you. Just say it. Okay.